Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 25th of April. Come, walk in green pastures.
We follow the shepherd.
Come, lie down in green pastures.
We trust the shepherd.
Come, dine at the table of abundance.
We are fed by the shepherd.
Come, dwell in God's house.
We live in the shepherd's care.
Loving shepherd, you know our names. You care for us. When we face darkness and death, walk beside us. When we hunger for your love, fill us with your presence. When we are fearful, feed us at your table. May we dwell in the house of goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. Amen.
Has guided your church from age to age. The tale of love is written for us on every page. Our fathers knew your goodness, and we your works record. And each of these bear witness. One church, one faith, one Lord. One church, one faith, one Lord of life. One Father, one Spirit, one Christ. One church, one faith, one Lord of life. One heavenly King, Lord of all. Your mercy never fails us or leaves your works undone. With your right hand to help us, the victory shall be won. And then with heaven's angels, your name shall be adored. And they shall praise you singing. One church, one faith, one Lord. One church, one faith, one Lord of life. One Father, one Spirit, one Christ. One church, one faith, one Lord of life. One heavenly King, Lord of all. One church, one faith, one Lord of life. One Father, one Spirit, one Christ. One church, one faith, one Lord of life. One heavenly King, Lord of all.
The guiding hand of God, depicted in the image of God as a shepherd to his sheep, has brought comfort and strength to God's people over the centuries. When we see Jesus' presence with his people, likened to a good shepherd, we are reminded of the most loved and universal of all Psalms, the 23rd. Psalm 23 contains the promise of the presence and protection of God throughout all life's ups and downs. The opening verse is the key to unlocking the rest of the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The rest of the psalm unpacks the meaning of I shall not want and speaks of provision and refreshment, inner peace, guidance, protection, and at the end, safe homecoming. Because the shepherd provides these things and more, the psalmist can say, I lack nothing. Like the shepherd and sheep, God is ever present on the journey, leading, refreshing, and guiding his people. Life is not static. Failure to keep moving on will run the risk of running out of resources. However, the shepherd's expert knowledge ensures green pastures and quiet waters are found when needed. Times of testing and difficulty are part of the journey. An unfamiliar road with unspecified dangers, places where the landscape is harsh and sometimes hostile. how easy it is to lose our bearings and to be paralyzed by fear. We have all faced or will face such challenges when our only protection is in the grace of God. And there are times when we encounter the enemy. Sometimes to be afraid is natural. Throughout Scripture, God's people are assured that God will be with them. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, says the psalmist. The final image in Psalm 23 is the picture of fellowship that we find when we gather as family and friends around a table. In these troublesome times, many of us are looking towards the day when hospitality will return as the norm. The psalmist speaks of our quest for something yet unrealized, but which we believe will yet be. The God who is with us always is also the host with outstretched arms ready to welcome us home.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Let us pray. Good Shepherd, we take your care for granted. In the midst of your many blessings, we complain of not having enough. In the presence of danger, we fail to trust your abiding love. When you set a table before us, we turn aside from you. Call us back into your care and help us trust your caring presence, that our actions may proclaim your truth. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. God forgives our failures and calls us back into the flock.
Will not
not fear the evil one, for you are with me, and your rod and staff are the comforts I need to know. And I will trust in you.
The second reading is from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
I am the good shepherd is one of seven I am sayings in John's Gospel. The others are, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the door, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way and the truth and the life, I am the vine. To understand the significance of these sayings, we need to turn to the Old Testament book of Exodus. In Exodus chapter 3, God states his own name for the first time. God said to Moses, I am who I am. And God said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. The name of I am is how God chose to introduce himself. This name was so sacred that it was not to be spoken. Prior to this revelation to Moses, the Hebrew people called their God Elohim, which means Supreme One, El being the Canaanite word for God, in a context in which there were many gods. In the Old Testament, we also come across the title El Shaddai, which is translated as God Almighty. When God gives a name for God's people to know God, it conveys God's dominion over all things, the source of God's power, and God's eternal nature. I am. God is the self-sufficient, self-sustaining God who was, who is, and who will be. This eternal nature of God is conveyed better in the Hebrew language than in the English. The first time God says, I am who I am, the literal translation of the Hebrew is, I will be what I will be. Perhaps the most significant use of the name I am in the Bible comes from Jesus. The religious leaders would often try to catch Jesus in heresy, in a lie, or blaspheming, so they could be rid of him. In John chapter 8, the Jewish people challenged his authority, and they brought up Abraham. Jesus tells us how glad Abraham is to see the day of the Lord. When asked by the crowd how he speaks as if he knows Abraham, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Christ took the divine name for himself. In his gospel, John helps us to understand the complexity of who God is by providing us with images. Each of the I Am sayings focus on certain aspects of the nature of God revealed in Jesus, the all-encompassing and self-sufficient I Am is the bread of life, the light of the world, the door to the kingdom, the good shepherd, the way, the truth and the life, the true vine and the resurrection and the life. These seven sayings have been the subject of significant Christological analysis and the material for many sermons. In fact, the term I Am relating to God appears over 300 times in the Bible, first in the book of Genesis and last in Revelation. This has led to the biblical God sometimes being referred to as the great I Am.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels roared? And when you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great
Let us pray. We thank you, God our Shepherd, for all that you have given us and for all that you have withheld from us.
As we travel through this life, with its mountains to climb, tiring paths to travel, and deep valleys to go through, you have been with us. You're here day by day, sharing our burdens, forgiving our sins, tending our wounds, and overcoming our follies with the grace of divine resourcefulness.
You are a gracious, wise, and faithful shepherd, always able to do far more than we can ever think or ask. In Jesus, you did the unexpected and the seemingly impossible, turning a cross into a symbol of hope and a tomb into a place of celebration.
Thank you for promising to be with us in all the times yet to come. We may try to guess the future, but cannot predict what particular trials lie ahead of us. At times we feel vulnerable. Yet, because of Jesus, we can predict that you will be on the road with us, no matter where it leads.
We can predict your presence around us and within, there will still be the protection of your rod and staff at a table of love where a generous cup overflows. Thank you for such glorious provision for every traveller on your road, for the goodness and mercy that shall surround us all the days of our life, and for the home which will receive us when time and place are no more.
Keep us alert, loving God, to the needs of those around us, and guide us how to best use our time and gifts to express your love for them.
While we eat well, some scavenge for scraps. While we drink fresh water from the tap, some plod a long way to obtain muddy water to carry back to their families.
While our children go to school or at home enjoy games and toys, there are other children who are exploited.
While we go to bed in comfortable surroundings and sleep peacefully, some sleep under bridges, shelter in shop doorways, and of old newspapers for their blankets.
While we have a faith to sustain us, much love to nurture us, and a hope to draw us forward in confidence, there are many without faith, love, or hope.
While we have a place we can always call our home, there are a multitude of refugees made homeless by racism, war, or natural disaster.
While we have doctors to treat even our minor ailments and well-equipped hospitals for more serious ailments, there are millions without even the most basic medical services.
God of justice and compassion, we do not understand all the reasons why some must suffer while others live a comfortable existence, but we do know that you are on the side of health and happiness. Keep us on side with you, that in all our affairs, our actions and words, may mirror your generous mercy, truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.